innercitygeeks.net. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. This is it's another bonus round. Joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey,
what's going on, dude? You missed out? No, we're not gonna say you missed out last week because we didn't have an episode last week. But last time you were on was 2 episodes ago, or I guess the last episode was the last episode you were on.
It was the last episode.
Yeah. My bad. my brain isn't working very well right now.
It was the episode before Toy Fair.
Yeah.
We thought was going to be the one I wasn't going to. Yeah, it's all confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It's like a shift in the timeline right now. It's like we went through Crisis all over again. You went to Toy Fair, so I figured we'd just talk about Toy Fair for a little bit. Why not?
Yeah, sounds good.
So how was Toy Fair? What were some of your favorite moments of it so far?
Well, for starters, one of the highlights of Toy Fair was wow, there are so many. I went to the Mezco booth. I got my 18-karat gold-plated Agent Gomez.
And nice.
The review just went up today.
Sweet. A little while ago. Was it for Freezies?
For Freezies.
Fuck yeah.
Retail on their website, $200.
Fuck.
Uh-huh. So
special. And that's because it's gold-plated.
It's gold-plated. It weighs like holding on to... 3 Mezcos in one hand, give or take. Yeah, it has. Or if your phone has like a heavy case on it, like I have an OtterBox on my phone.
Okay.
It weighs like that.
Oh wow! Okay.
Is
the gold plating just on the head of the character, or is the entire character gold plated?
Just the head.
Okay.
But it's. If you did it for the entire thing, it probably would have weighed down the figure too much and wouldn't have been fun to use.
Right. So also so another thing, I know you sent me pictures and stuff, but like for those that don't know, being that it is gold plated, is it able to stand properly?
It can actually.
Okay.
I mean, it of course will eventually fall over because it's weighted down
because of gravity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because that's what I was kind of worried about. Like, does it really stand? Because it's heavy. It's heavy topped. It's top heavy. There you go. Top heavy.
It is top heavy.
Yeah.
But that's cool, dude. Yeah, and it was great running into old friends from other channels that we watched. Like always a pleasure running into the guys from the Foosh. Shout out to them. Good seeing Shardimus Prime again. Always love when he's in town because he's on the West Coast. It was X-Manny 87's first time at Toy Fair, so great catching up with him.
Oh, sweet. Hell yeah. Because he's done stuff on the site as well.
He has done stuff on the site, and he hustled and, you know, did whatever he had to do to get in, and he's in. So that was pretty fantastic for him to get in. His wife was in as well as his co-editor.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're great people. I was at their wedding.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, Toy Fair was fun.
Okay. So, you sound like you went into a fucking orgy while you were there.
Kinda.
That's awesome. That's pretty fucking awesome.
So, In a rundown of day one, Mezco, running around, went to Lego, got to see some cool reveals at Lego. including a Mandalorian ship.
Ooh.
With the Baby Yoda Lego.
With the child.
With the child. Right, I'm sorry. It's the child. It's not Baby Yoda. I keep saying Baby Yoda. We're going to get canceled.
Nah, we won't.
So Lego was cool. And then, I'm trying to think where else I ran to. Oh yeah. I couldn't get into Hasbro because they're like super, like it's like getting into like Fort Knox Pentagon kind of thing.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah. So, and that would have been cool because, I watched the video. They did a live stream. Marvel Legends, we're finally getting, we're finally getting a proper Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
Oh, nice.
Well, actually, we're getting two. We're getting the first movie and the second movie.
Nice, but not the good movie.
Not the good one. Not yet. No. My guess would be eventually. There's going to be a, I don't know if it's a two-pack or not, but it's going to be Xavier and Magneto, and it's going to be Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, but they're going to come with alternate heads for Fassbender and McAvoy.
Nice.
Yeah, and with facial printing technology of today, they're scary looking good.
Oh, that's nice.
And the biggest reveal out of that for me, for Legends, we're finally getting movie Deadpool.
Yay.
Wade. he's going to be in a two-pack with Negasonic.
Really?
Yeah, and then a Walmart exclusive Cable and Domino.
Nice.
Yeah. So
do you know when any of these are coming out, or they're just throwing it out there?
So, somewhere between Q2 and Q3.
Nice.
You know, now I'm in Toy Fair brain, so I talk like a retailer. It's coming in Q2.
Nothing wrong with that. That's how it should be, though.
The thing that was the highlight of the Hasbro event, from what I watched, is that you remember the Ghostbusters animated series?
No, I don't remember that amazing thing.
So, Hasbro, you know, acquired Kenner like way back.
Uh-huh.
So they're redoing the Ghostbusters line. We're going to get props. No. Do you remember the Proton Pack PKE set from like the 80s? I had one as a kid.
I remember. So I never had it. Yeah, I remember that shit.
So those are coming back. They're going to have the wand from the movie.
Really?
Yeah. With actual like vibration and light.
What?
And they're doing a Build-A-Figure series.
Really?
It's going to be the core four, Dana and Zool, and you build the dog.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for those. And the highlight for that, they're for the real Ghostbusters, they're doing remasters of the 5-point articulated figures from the 80s in retro pack.
Really? That come,
they spot on look like Kenner.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
It's like a clone, just as the guy joked around in the presentation, just without the basement must.
That's so awesome. I need these toys.
Oh, me too. They'll be Walmart, I believe.
Oh, that's even better. That means I can
I'm gonna have to hit you up because I don't have Walmart in New York.
Yeah, dude, let me know. I'll ship them to you.
So, another cool thing was that the Reitmans actually surprised everybody at the event.
Really?
So yeah, and then they got surprised because Hasbro created a Ghostbuster figure and presented them each with their very own action figure inside.
Awesome.
Inside a box mimicking Tobin's spirit guide.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's a shame we'll probably never see those, but
But that's still fucking cool.
You never know. But yeah, it was dope. And you know, I'm thinking about it now too. I'm pretty certain I saw Jason Reitman at Funko. But I was such in like a rush and doing other things, I didn't have time to be like, oh wait, is that him?
I gotcha.
Because he was on the floor and he was at Funko because a friend of mine, actually, it might have been Missy that had the picture with him.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I think it was her. I'm not sure. Or it might have been Andrea or Molly.
Right.
No, yeah, it was
one of the people that are over or that we've known forever.
Yeah.
The whole geeky world as well. People from here and Missy's place. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, actually, I think it might have been Molly or Andrea because I don't remember Missy being at Toy Fair.
Right,
I would have seen her. So while everybody's is at Hasbro, my friend Danny and I, we were walking around and we had an appointment at the Todd McFarlane booth for McFarlane Toys.
Ooh, that's so cool.
So hanging out, waiting for our appointment, we're like a half hour early. And you know, we just go to the guy at the check-in and we're like, hey, we're early. We're just going to hang. He's like, cool. We're staring at this like weird little remote control shark toy that they had at the booth. It doesn't have their name on it, but it's theirs.
Uh-huh.
And it's like smaller for like bathtub or big for like pool. Out walks Todd McFarlane himself to play with it.
Really?
Yeah, and he sees us staring at the shark, and he's like, hey guys, how are you? Full-on 30-minute-long conversation with the man.
That's fucking awesome.
He couldn't have been any nicer. And then after the half hour convo, he looked over at this kid that worked there. His name was Ty, so shout out to him as well. That he's kind of like rubs his shoulders a bit. He's like, "You free?" And Ty's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Get back to work. Help out these guys." Like in total joking Todd McFarlane vibe,
right?
Like at one point, I mean, you could even ask Molly. He grabbed, from what they told me, he grabbed her glasses and started cleaning them.
Yeah, like he was bad OCD like that.
Yeah, but Molly's like, no, it's okay. They're discolored. They're old glasses. Because that's how nice of a guy Todd McFarlane was. And like, my walkthrough, we go through and we're seeing all the cool reveals, including newer Batman figures coming out to continue the DC line that dropped. We're getting some like Arkham game stuff. We're getting Batman White Knight storyline.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a Joker and a Batman. We have some MK11 stuff, including the really awesome Spawn figure.
Ooh.
Which I totally missed out on that Spawn figure.
Of course.
But I got other cool stuff.
Spawn figures are also always really damn fucking cool regardless.
Yeah, but I mean, I honestly got to play with the new one. And it is something you're going to want.
Really?
Yeah. He poses well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's not a statue anymore. The McFarlane's 22 points of articulation they work.
Really?
Yeah. I'm staring at my Bloodshot figure right now, and I just have him posed for the picture, but I've gotten him into some like cool posing.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. So we did the tour, got a lot of cool stuff coming. And actually, Ty did all the dios and the pics I think I sent you. But in the front of the booth for people to stare at, you know, just from afar. like, you know, there were like fight scenes or whatever, and he did all those backgrounds.
Did
like,
he?
Yeah, and he really nice kid, like really humble. So after we left McFarlane, Danny and I look over at each other. We're like, did all that just happen? Like, did we really get a 30-minute conversation with Todd?
Of course, it feels fucking surreal, dude.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, even like during the combo, he found out that I happened to mention that I'm having twin girls. And he was like, really? He's like, congrats. And he's like, up top. And he gave me a high five.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got a high five from Todd McFarlane. And I was like, well, had it been in Hasbro, I wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, basically.
So that was day one. And then after the show, I went home, then went back out because I had too much stuff. And, you know, it was just the weather changed where actually it was warmer, you know, New York weather where it's like warmer at night.
Which is fucking weird because it's usually
yeah, it really is. Yeah. So like I went back out to Forbidden Planet because Shardamus was doing his meet and greet.
Nice.
And yeah, and like it was cool hanging out with them. And yeah, so basically what happened is that I I'm hanging out there, but it's bizarre because I go to the counter and I frequent that store whenever I'm in the city. So like I go to the counter, I'm like, hey, so I'm with these guys up front. Do you mind if I get a chair? And they're like, yeah, sure. I sat down with the table when I was on the side, but still, I sat down for 2.5 hours of a meet and greet.
Oh, that's fucking like, cool. So you are semi-famous.
Semi-famous, semi, getting there. So that was day one. Day two was I missed something about day one. Day one, I go to the Jazzwares Wicked Cool Toys booth. Because, you know, you, Mario, X-Manny, and like four other people sent me the notice about the AEW figures coming out.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited for.
Which they look dope. The protos look dope.
Yeah, they look really fucking cool.
So,
they're like super articulate and fucking like actually look like you do a lot of shit with them.
Yeah, like they look leagues better than like original like Jack specific WWF and E toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're a little bit, they seem like they're a little bit more articulated than what Mattel has going with them right now.
Oh yeah. They definitely they even have the fucking like the shoulder swivel and shit like that.
Yeah. So what happened is that before we went into the booth, they were like, hey, this is interactive. And so like, all right. So we went into this interactive and there's Darby Allin and MJF.
Nice.
And so I got a picture with both Darby Allin and MJF.
That's fucking cool.
Darby was super chill, very quiet.
Well, yeah, that's his character too.
Okay.
he doesn't really say much. Plus, he also did get a fucking like a fucking skateboard to the throat a few weeks ago.
Oh, MJF starts cutting promos with people. Like, if say I had a microphone and was just doing like a quick interview, he automatically went into character. Or actually, he didn't leave character and went into it and just like just cursing out the guy for no reason, calling his internet show stupid. Like, well, he's like, he doesn't even know him, you know, like he flipped them off. He actually multiple selfies with people was giving people a finger.
That's awesome.
To think this dude is only 23 and like the top heel.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was older.
No, yeah, he's only 23. So
Well, he's not a better heel than Jericho.
No, Jericho is the heel. So what happened is that MJF was super nice, got pictures with him, and then like Danny asked, he's like, "Hey, so who do you idolize to become the way you are?" And he kind of went in a huff, and he was like, "I just watch old videos of myself." And then he's like, "No, he's like Piper." Oh, and we're like, "Oh, we get it now."
That makes complete sense.
And then he did a promo with he was promoting the pay-per-view from two nights ago.
Revolution.
So like he's promoting it and doing a thing with like someone from AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And like he kept flubbing the words, and then when she was like, "Okay, I think we got what we need," he made a jerk-off gesture with his hand right by his crotch and stayed in character. And she's like, "Yeah, we can't use that."
That's fucking hilarious.
And then, yeah, it was dope. And then, so day two, I'm going to NECA. I was about to have my walkthrough with Randy. So Randy Falk is the, he oversees all like the product development.
Uh-huh.
So like he's like the top one. Randy's the top tier at NECA, but so down to earth and such into like music. It's, you know, like the reason why like NECA has all these licenses like Megadeth and SOD and Misfits or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is because he listens to Megadeth, SOD, the Misfits.
Well, that makes sense. That makes complete sense, actually.
So you know, if you're passionate about the band, why not make the, you know,
make the shit
the license.
Yeah.
I mean, I try, like, I even like joked around saying I would love to get like a Nurgle figure from Behemoth. you can picture like a satanic aisle setup, you know? So I'm about to go to my walkthrough, and to my surprise, Chris Jericho walks in. He wasn't scheduled. And oh wait, before I continue the Jericho, I didn't get to see them on day one. Well, I saw them, but I didn't get to meet them on day one. But Hawkins and Ryder were filming the Wrestling Figures podcast.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, in the video that they shot at NECA, my friend Danny is in the background wearing like a yellow fleece like hoodie thing. Or like a zip up, and like I'm watching it. I'm like, really? I was like, I know you said you saw them, but like I didn't realize that you were watching them. So Chris Jericho, you know, I was walking with his people, and I'm almost at the NECA booth, but I'm like, I had to say hi. I'm like, "Hey, Chris Jericho." He's like, "Nice to meet you." I was like, "Well, actually, we met once before." And he's like, "Oh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it was actually at a bar after you performed at the Gramercy Theater with Fozzy." And like, you could see like wheels were turning a little bit. But you also figure the man meets like 1,000+ people a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single fucking day. Yeah. So
and he's also drinking a lot of the bubbly too.
Yes. He's like, I was like, "Yeah, he was at the bar." It's like, "You actually wish my fiance and I a congrats on our upcoming wedding." He's like, "So how'd it go?" I'm like, "Well, we're married for nearly 2 years and we got fraternal twin girls on the way." And he's like, "Oh, nice. Congratulations." And I was like, "Thank you." He goes, "I guess it worked."
That's pretty
And cute. I was like, I laughed. I was like, "Thanks, I guess it did," you know. And he's like, "Congrats, you know, have a good day." I'm like, "You too." And that was it. I'm just like, "Holy shit, that happened."
That's fucking dope. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. And then I went in.
Fucking ideally fucking genuine dude.
Yeah, he's, you know, I'm sure like if you pissed him off, he'd be like back, you know, snippy or whatever at you. But he's a genuine guy. I mean, this is twice now where I said something to him and he gave me a legitimate congrats.
That's
awesome. You know, like not the congrats of Jericho, but the congrats of like Chris Irvine. You know? So then I did my NECA walkthrough, lots of reveals. They acquired the Back to the Future license.
Nice.
So we're getting the animated series.
Oh, really?
And with including DeLorean.
Get out.
And if they do well, we'll probably end up seeing the train down the line.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're hopeful. You know, this is not set in stone.
Right.
I mean, but like the figures themselves look dope. Cloth Goods, Bill and Ted.
Ooh.
Another version of Ace Ventura, the one in the tutu.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
They're increasing the Toonie Terrors line, which is like the Scooby-Doo style animation.
Really?
Yeah. So we're getting more. We're getting a Beetlejuice, which I'm excited for.
Nice.
Yeah, Ultimate Horror's growing. Ooh, we're getting, well, do I want to do this? All right, well, I'll go with this part first. We're getting, okay. We're getting movie props.
Really?
Yeah, we're getting the, Excrema sticks for Nightwing that actually have LED in them and expand.
Really?
We're getting a Batman Beyond Batarang.
Nice.
We're getting the grapple gun, the goggles, and one other thing I don't remember off the top of my head from Batman the Animated Series.
Get the fuck out of here, really.
I know, yeah. And we're getting, I think the other thing was the gun with the cork in it.
Okay.
And we're getting 1989 Batman movie props.
Ooh.
Batarang, the one that goes around his belt for how much do you weigh, and the line launcher.
Nice. And this is all coming through NECA, right?
All, this is all coming through NECA. I think it said Q3.
Okay. So is there a line coming along with the stuff, or is it just...
No, I think this is just them continuing props, because they did the Casey Jones mask a while back.
Oh, okay.
From Turtles, like when they first acquired the Turtles license.
Right.
Speaking of them Turtles, we had the Core 4 movie Turtles.
Yeah.
And then just recently, and I got these, Splinter, Shredder, and the 2 Foot Clan members.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting, so a Walmart exclusive, damn it. We're getting, Tokar and Razor.
Oh.
And they look pretty.
I like Tokar and Razor.
They come with the donuts.
Really?
And I want to end the TGRI can.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I just, staring at that figure of Toka, I automatically heard, Mama?
Oh, that's...
I just went right back to the movie. Then for, what's it called? For the movie, we're getting Casey Jones. Unfortunately, I don't think they were able to get the likeness rights to Elias Koteas, so he's just going to have the mask on.
Of course.
Which is fine. Yeah. That's perfect. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Nobody cares about him and his bad wig in the 90s movie anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting Raphael, but now with the trench coat and the hat.
Nice.
Which is, they did it in the quarter scale ones a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's nice to get a 7-inch one of that now.
Hell yeah.
And then lastly for the movie, we're getting Super Shredder.
Yay.
And I joked around with Randy saying, well, I guess you don't have to worry about the likeness rights for Kevin Nash.
Basically.
we laughed at that. And then their cartoon line is expanding, the video game line is expanding. And then the last thing that I remember seeing at NECA was they finally got the licenses for every single character aboard the alien spaceship. Because Alien turns 40.
Yeah.
And so now we can finally have a figure of every single cast member.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not just
What's up?
Not just Ripley.
Not just Ripley. And the one that looked really dope was the Harry Dean Stanton figure.
Really?
It looked just like him. It was, I mean, they all looked fantastic. Like, their sculpts are downright amazing. But, yeah, that one looked the best.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think what else I did on Monday. Ran around to a lot of places. I secured, like, a lot of deals, too. Talked with my buddy at Square Enix. They're doing a 7-inch line now of, like, import figures.
Really? So what kind of import figures?
Captain America, Iron Man.
Oh.
Those are the ones that were closer to ready. Not just, like, grayscale. Mm-hmm. Iron Spider was the prototype. And they had a sketch for Thor who looked really good. And the guy, like you said, like once the guy like does like the sketch in like 3 weeks to a month or something, it's a sculpt.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But that's also how quickly this guy works.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's doing the sculpting.
Well, you would hope so. Cause like these guys are professionals.
Pretty much. Let's see. I went to Tamashii Nations. They're always fun to look at. I was actually playing an old school Mortal Kombat game.
That's awesome.
They had Mortal Kombat 2. Let's see. There was a lot going on. lots of it on No Sleep.
Of course.
Oh yeah, it was also great. Yeah, it was also great hanging out with you ever watched Toy Galaxy on YouTube?
I think you've sent me one of their videos once.
Yeah, so Dan Larson does like the history of, you know, random, like he did like the history of like the most recent one was like the history of Max Headroom.
Okay.
So Dan really puts his like he does research. So I was hanging out with him for a good chunk of the weekend. And nice. Pixel Dan and his wife were always fantastic to hang out with. Yeah, Monday there was a lot going on Monday, and I'm missing something, but I have a whole blog being written in my head as we speak. So that was Sunday. Then on Monday, so day three, Mattel, just like Hasbro is like Fort Knox.
Oh, of course. Why would it not
be? Yeah, and they're always in that same spot. Like, do you remember when we went to that X-Men premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like, remember how they were going to show it in the very top floor of the Javits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Mattel is year-round, every Toy Fair.
Why wouldn't it fucking be?
All right, so couldn't get in on my own, but I shadowed Chartimus, and I got in there to see like the WWE Elite stuff. And not to talk ill of a company, but they were kind of eh.
You could say it. They kind of sucked.
They kind of sucked. They were without the DC license as lackluster.
Oh, boo.
And then the cool thing was, though, I went to Mega Bloks.
Ooh.
Which are in Mattel. But I went to Mega because I'm looking at it where, you know, I'm thinking a few years ahead. I got to take care. Yeah. And then I had a great conversation with the people at Mega. And then I'm actually on their, I think their website. I'm not sure if it's up yet, but they put together the video of like people talking about like what toys mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I put together this whole thing. Well, like talking to Mega, I talked about how I never gave up my imagination and a few things like that. And like this guy from Mattel was like, that was beautiful. Can you say it for the camera? So still waiting to see that. Mm-hmm. And then, walked around pretty much all day Monday, just trying to like secure stuff. I am actually talking with, you ever hear of Boss Fight?
Yeah.
So I'm friends with them now.
Nice.
Yeah. Michelle and Fred were great people. Like Michelle gave me a hug when like I left on Tuesday.
Aww.
Yeah, she's really sweetheart.
Adorable.
And I also like spoke with the people at Super 7.
What exactly is Super 7?
Super 7 is a small company, but they do like they're the ones in charge of Reaction.
Okay.
You know, like those like the smaller old school Kenner toys looking things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they're doing Knight Rider, they're doing Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Ooh.
Amongst like a dozen other things that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but all around, I mean, Toy Fair this year was great. And then I got to talking more with the McFarlane people, and now I'm on their press list.
Nice.
So, I mean,
this means that you're getting actual toys, or
I'm going to be getting, I'm getting free stuff. I recorded Bloodshot. The video will be up tomorrow.
Nice.
I have Johnny Silverhand and V from Cyberpunk.
Nice.
The one figure that I have that I'm not reviewing, I only wanted it, was Peely from Fortnite, the psychotic looking banana.
I got you. I like it.
And I spoke with I got an email from I have so many toy companies. I'm blanking on names. But all these things are coming my way. Needless to say, Toy Fair was extremely successful this year.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you had fun, man. I'm glad you were able to fucking do so much shit there, dude.
Oh yeah, I walked in there going, okay, what's it going to be like this year? And I ended up, I left Tamashii Nation with a free Gundam model kit, for crying out loud.
That's fucking dope.
But here's the thing, the box is like the size of a regular 8x10 sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
The Gundam is like a 3.75-inch thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Good thing it was free.
Yeah, exactly. That shit by itself costs like $30. Just to make it.
Yeah. And it came with a marker, but I'm like, I didn't see anything, like nothing in the instruction to like use the marker.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I got a free marker.
Fuck it. Now I can give out autographs for people.
Pretty much. I think that's about it for the Toy Fair coverage.
That's pretty dope, dude.
Like I said, the Gomez Fear video went up earlier.
Yeah.
I had some good times just all around. It was just lots of fun.
That's fucking dope, dude. I'm glad you had fun, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you got to check out all the cool shit and all that we should be playing with.
And at the time of this recording, I'm one subscriber away from 400.
What?
I know.
That's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And like, my website's coming out pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any other, like, standouts or whatever?
For the whole show?
Yeah.
I'm blanking. I totally went to Diamond Select. Diamond Select and DC Direct were really good. We're getting so Diamond is doing the John Wick figures.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did show me those, yeah.
Yeah, so the cool one outside of everything, we're getting Cassian, but in a statue.
Really?
So that gives me hope that eventually they'll make a 7-inch figure.
Oh, that would be dope.
Diamond has, they're still doing Nightmare Before Christmas until they run out of characters. They're doing a Rocketeer figure.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not one to collect mini-mates, but there's a couple of mini-mates coming out that look dope.
Some of the mini-mates are pretty dope, though. They're pretty, they are tiny, but they are still pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so I'm gonna see about getting some of those too. But yeah, the Diamond was great. Like Zach is always a pleasure to work with. See if I could pull up a picture or two.
Didn't you get on like their press list last year or something like that?
Yeah, and I assured I reassured things this weekend or last weekend.
Sweet. Fuck yeah.
Oh, we're getting, that's the thing I forgot. We're getting an Iron Giant 7-inch, or no, he's actually, he's a little bit taller than that,
He's like a
but
10
the
inch.
it's about 10-inch. The S actually snaps onto his chest,
Get the fuck out of here, really.
I've never seen the movie, so
Oh, you need to watch the fucking movie then, dude.
maybe one day. And the little kid is posed where he's sitting, but he's on a magnet, so you can go left to right.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
I
We're
like that.
getting there was something I wasn't allowed to take pictures of, but I could talk about it briefly.
All right.
We're gonna get Sonic the Hedgehog figures.
Ooh. Are these based on a con the actual like
These were
video game
based
or
off,
movie?
this was the well,
Well, secondly, it doesn't make any sense because I'm asking this question because they're
I
both the same.
want to say both. I want to say both are coming out. But it was animated on the shelf. And they're going to come in like retro style, like the boxes that like the video games came in. Lord of the Rings, they're going to do a build a figure Sauron. And then the other real big standout for Diamond was, I'm scrolling through my phone at the moment. PS4 Spider-Man. Yeah. And so after I left Diamond, I walked into DC Direct because they're like the same booth. And they're doing Talon. They're doing a couple of reissues. They're doing the Bat Who Laughs. They're doing quite a few different Batman figures that just look dope. All the animated series, and then the new Adventures of when they were all drawn just a little bit different. And then I thought there was one other thing. No, I don't see it. Anyway, then as I'm leaving Diamond and pretty much like just out of it and ready to go home, I ended up bumping into a guy that we are familiar with because he's one of the many comic book men. I once again met Ming Chen.
Nice. That's pretty
Yeah,
awesome.
he and I met him last year. He actually remembered me.
Did he?
Yeah, because I bumped into him also. I want to say it was also Diamond.
Nice. That's fucking cool.
So yeah, it was an experience. It really was.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you had a fun time, man.
Thank you. I say joke around every year.
Of course, of course. So like everything you have is you're gonna have it all on the fucking on your site, right?
Yeah, of course. The Mezco bag for the exclusive was Gomez in a lunchbox, like legitimate
Nice.
lunchbox.
That's awesome.
It came with the catalog book, of course. Things that they're teasing, things that are out. You got a 5 points or 5-point articulated Gomez, as well as I got a clear Space Ghost.
Really?
Yeah. And then the interesting thing out of the package, though, I got this Mezco Gomez Dakota ring.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Does it work?
It the dial spins, yes. It's legit metal and jewelry made. It's not plastic.
That's awesome. Does it decode anything? Does it actually serve a purpose?
They're supposedly going to do a bunch of contests. where you could win prizes such as, you know, action figures or like gift cards or whatever random stuff.
Interesting.
So maybe it'll tell me be sure to drink my Ovaltine.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have about Toy Fair that I can remember.
Nice. Very fucking cool.
It was a lot. It was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of shit. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing with us your wonderful moments at fucking Toy Fair this year.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm excited. I'm excited for all these new toys coming out because, like, I kind of want to build up a collection and shit rather than just my Funkos.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things coming. I mean, I saw some things that really thoroughly impressed me. I mean, everybody brought fire, but I think NECA crushed it.
Nice.
I mean, just you had me at Alien.
Yeah, exactly.
You had me at Back to the Future animated series.
Yeah.
You had me at Toka and Razor.
Yep.
Mama? Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, now I want to go back and watch those movies.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't already.
No, I haven't had time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there are so many new things coming out. The Mezco booth, too, was good. I mean, there's a lot of... They're coming out with, like... They're doing Alien Predator... doing Dr. Zaius.
Okay.
From the original Planet of the Apes. They're doing Two-Face, which that looks dope.
Fuck yeah.
And that was it on like newer stuff. But honestly, what they revealed in their catalog book was what really won me over.
Nice.
They revealed just the image of the movie logo because they didn't want to put out the final product or prototype face yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the image was that of a certain Superman logo with a red stripe flying through it in a very Christopher Reeve style of doing things.
Really?
So we're getting... Yeah, we're going to get Christopher Reeve Batman, Superman, which I can't wait.
What? That's going to be pretty amazing.
And they also teased, like, the Black Widow movie, too.
Right, yeah.
But it was just the Black Widow logo.
Really? Just the Black Widow logo for it? That's pretty fucking...
Yeah, they, you know, because they don't have, you know, I guess, like, certain things can't be seen yet, so...
Right. Yeah, they could only do but so much for it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking cool, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's coming out soon for these fucking toys and shit.
Yeah, there's some goodies coming.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Very fucking excited.
As you should be.
Hell yeah, because I want some toys. God damn it. Yeah, so make sure you guys go check out all of his content over at Bri2JPresents.com. Because he's got all the toy shit over there. Because why not, right? Might as well go check that shit out. Also, if you want some other shit, make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net because we got some shit over here too sometimes.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah, not all the time. Unfortunately, we didn't have a regular episode this week, but that's why we got the bonus round to... I guess appease some peoples. Yeah, of course we got the bonus round, we had the regular show, then we got It's Poppin' with Franny the Fangirl coming soon this week, sometime next week actually. Of course another episode of the Entertaining Geeks podcast. Just a whole bunch of shit on there. We got the Brights of Jay stuff, Comics of the World, Manga Time, Anime World. What else? all the other shit that's on there. Go check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And you also got some other shits at the bottom. Click on those links and you'll get a bunch of different discounts and shit. So go do that. And so that's pretty much it. Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me scrolling through Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, BRI2JPresents, and you could also follow the channel. Please like, share, and subscribe, BRI2JPresents. Of course, please check out BRI2JPresents.com for links to pretty much everything, including these guys.
Hell yeah. Motherfucking right. So follow him there. Also follow the show at Inner Shitty Geeks on the Twitter and the Instagram, as well as, you know, the websites and stuff, innershittygeeks.net. And you can listen to the show on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Podcast. And you can find me on the webs at Mr. Jackal, MASTERJACKAL on the Twitters and the Instagrams. And so thank you guys for listening. And don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.